Lockout Locks and Service, how can I help you?
Hi, Matthew, it's Needy.
Hey.
Hey. Is this a good time for you?
As good as any. Just on the job. I got a couple of things to knock out here, but yeah, I'm happy to move forward with that if you're ready.
I am ready. Okay, so you spell your name the traditional way, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, or with one T?
Yes and no. The traditional way.
Traditional way. And what's your last name?
Yeah. Charest. C-H-A-R-E-S-T.
Charest? Okay.
Yes.
S-H-A. So it's like Cher and then S-T. Okay, got it.
More like Chavez. So C-H-A-R-E-S-T. Most people think like S-H, like the English version.
Okay, repeat that one more time, hon. C-H.
Yep. C-H-A-R-E-S-T.
Oh, okay, got it. Charest.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I got it. Okay. The phone number that I see listed is the 949 number. That should be always the one listed on your Google Business profile, right?
That's for the company line, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
If you need to reach me, that's
it's
going to
be on
line.
This number. Is that going to be the 657-254-8824?
Yeah, that's to reach me.
Okay,
but
perfect.
It's also the mobile. Like the office will route that to me whenever they need.
Awesome. So when we communicate with you, like if we need to reach you, we'll text or we'll call the 657 number. But for the business itself, it's always going to be the 949. Okay.
Correct.
And then I see it listed as Lockdown Locksmith, correct?
No, Lockout.
Okay, let me go back because I want to make sure everything's correct on there.
Mm-hmm.
So Lockout Locksmith. Got
correct.
It.
Oh, there it
okay.
Is. No, that's not the right one.
That's what's on your Google Business profile. I found your Google Guaranteed listing, too. It looks good. You got some good reviews on there. Yes.
Okay.
I'll be straightforward with you. I'll be straightforward with you if it wasn't. But, yeah, you got good reviews on there. Keep pushing it on the reviews, okay?
Yeah.
For sure. And then the address shows 1096 North Anaheim Boulevard, and that's 92801.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the part
ideally, that's kind of like obscure. I don't need that as publicly advertised.
Do you want it hidden?
Area,
we could hide it.
You
can hide the address if you want it hidden. That's totally up to you.
Yeah, I think it'd be better. I don't see, like, but at the same time, it's not misleading. We're definitely open for business. It's just a question of when and how and with whom.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I could either ask them to hide it or leave it the way it is. A locksmith, you know they're coming to you. I'm not going to a locksmith. If I need a locksmith, it's because they're coming to me because I'm locked out, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really your preference. Some people, they don't care. Others are like, hide my address.
Well, I'm neither here nor there in that. It's just that I don't want to be...
How long have you had your Google Business profile up like that?
It originally wasn't supposed to be like that. So that's
okay.
Their bad. But
so let's hide it then.
Might be better just to...
Okay. Let's hide it.
Go full
honestly,
circle with that.
Yeah. I would just hide it, okay? And if you want us to have it showing again, you can. It's totally up to you. I'll tell them to hide it. During your client interview tomorrow, you can tell them, you know what, if you change your mind. Not a big deal. You can change your mind at any time, okay? Now, I want to let you know there's a couple of options for you before I go over the billing and the voice verification. So it's going to be $199 a month. It is a month-to-month program. There's no contracts. We're going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. So I call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly and can cancel at any time. Finance always lets me know if they offer you like other special offers that might help you with saving a little bit more. So just so you have an idea, if you wanted to prepay for 3 months, you're looking at $537. If you want to prepay for 6 months, keeping in mind that we're still managing this throughout the whole time, okay? Then for 6 months, it's $1,000. And if you want to prepay for the year, it's $1,908.
$1,908.
And that's with us managing your Google business profile for the year, changing your keywords, whatever we need to do with the local SEO marketing.
And then I don't have to break my head on it anymore, is what you're saying.
No, no. If you need changes or what have you, you just give us a call and let us know. You're going to have your customized tracking and reporting system. Our team's going to be dedicated to still managing your account because we want to make sure we're using the right keywords and search terms as Google's algorithm always changes.
Right. Yeah, and they authorize different things or whatever it is.
Yeah, and so, again, this is not going to interfere with your Google Guaranteed or Google Ads or anything like that. We're just doing the straight local SEO with Bing Local as well being included. And then, you know, the mobile platform.
Okay. I'm just trying to follow you at the same time. Give me a quick second.
Yeah, no worries.
And the breakdown on the month was how much?
The breakdown on the month is $199.
Yeah,
$199 a month.
And that's with tax, without tax? That's...
There's no taxes. There's no taxes,
okay.
Matthew.
It's a flat rate?
Yeah, no tax. It's a true flat rate. Yeah,
okay.
So even if you're with us 6 months or 6 years, the price is still $199 a month. So I'll break it down for you like this. If you pay the 12 months, $1,908, it's almost as if now the program has cost you $159 a month, right? So it's giving you that savings. If you pay the 6 months, it's $1,000. So it's like now the program's costing you $169 a month, but you're paying it up front, right? So it's still giving you kind of like that savings, if that makes sense. Some people prefer it because they're like, you know what? I don't want to deal with the bill every month. At least I know it's done and over with, you know? I'm a numbers type of girl, so if I could save, I'm one of those, but then I kind of look at, okay, you know, I know what my options are.
Right. And then just to go back on that same point, the 2 months sounded like 2 months paid was 3 months or something rather?
So the 2 months, what I'm going to ask you in the voice verification is to commit verbally to us for 2 months. Stick it out 2 months. You pay monthly, okay? Once the 2 months is completed, you're still paying once a month, right? Now, once your term is completed, it's going to automatically continue to renew every 14th of the month. Now, let's say you decided, right? You're on the month-to-month program. You decided I want to cancel it. You just got to make sure you call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge, right? We part as friends. But that's with you paying $199 every 14th of the month. Now, you could choose, listen, I'm going to pay $537. That's going to cover you for 3 months. Right before your 3 months expires, you have the option to either continue month to month, continue another 3 months prepaid, go 6 months or a year. Totally up to you. But those are your options.
So that 3 months didn't apply for the first draft, so to speak.
Because if you figure like this, yes, because see, right now, I'm going to ask you commit to 2 months, right? At $199 a month, I mean, you're basically going to be investing with us $398, right? Now, of course, every month that you're paying that, you know what I mean? Let's say you stuck it out 3 months. If you stuck it out 3 months, you're paying $597. But we offer you the prepaid $597, the 3 months at $537. So saving you, like, what, $60? Now, of course, if you're paying every month for 6 months, now your investment is $1,194. But we give it to you at $1,000 prepaid, meaning you paid the $1,000 and that's covering you for the 6 months. And if you paid $199 for 12 months, like every month, your investment is now $2,388. But when you pay the upfront, the $1,908, it's like saving you $480. Make sense?
Yeah. $480 is $40 a month instead of $20 a month.
Kind of, yeah, if you think about it. Yeah.
So I would do like 3 months and you'd want that paid up front? Is that it?
Correct. You would pay the $537 up front. Yeah. And then that's covering you for the 3 months. Right before your 3 months expires, I would follow up with you at least the week before to say, hey, Matthew, what do you want to do? Do you want to go month to month? Do you want to do another 3 months, 6 months, or a year? Or do you want to just let it cancel out? Because I wouldn't want you to get charged if you decided, I don't want to continue after the 3 months, I'm done. You know what I mean?
And then there's still some other point where you're collecting 25% off the top.
No, that's in regards to the local service ads. This doesn't have a service fee. You're just paying the flat rate monthly.
Okay. So that flat rate is for SEO, or it's, what is that?
Yes, sir. For the local SEO. Correct.
But the local SEO is local services SEO?
No. Local service Google Business Profile within the local map section of Google.
But isn't that only work if I'm doing Google Ads?
No. We're talking about, you know, your Google Business Profile.
Okay.
The one that you currently have, not the Google Guaranteed. Yes, sir.
You're probably going to hate me. I got another call coming in.
Grab it. I'll wait.
Okay. One second.
Okay. Table's got to be put out there, like...
Yes, hello, Maddie speaking.
Hey, it's Nadine. Okay.
So, I'm not sure what my Google anything does for me since they're so all over the place.
Okay, so the Google Business Profile is the one that you're going to see popping up within the local map section. That's typically where 90% of searches are going to start and stop, right? It's the one that has a list of businesses. So that's what we would be managing. Your Google Guaranteed is something you're doing on your own, right? Those are the ones at the very tippy top of the page. Google Ads, I'm going to tell you, they run on a rotation. What we're talking about is your Google Business Profile, managing that profile with your keywords and search terms. So that way you're always coming up there within the local map as one of the top recommended options.
On the map.
Does that make sense? Yes.
So people go onto maps to do this sort
yeah.
of search?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Google.
Even when I go on Google, when I'm looking for a plumber, I had to do that a couple years ago. I typed in plumber near me. I'm in Anaheim. I got a guy in Whittier that came out. And only because every plumber that I called, and I know it's not your line of business, but I'm using an example. Every plumber that I called either wasn't available, didn't pick up the phone, so I had to keep calling until I found somebody. I didn't necessarily click in the Google ads because to me those are more sponsored ads. I don't want someone's website. It's an urgency. I need a plumber. Same thing with the locksmith. It's an urgency. I need someone to help me.
I'll be 100% with you. Between Google Profile, Google Guarantee, and the other issues that they have or that they, you know, local services, I'm not really sure who's doing what over there, but that's why it took me so long to get out of their fuck stick, because they were fucking me on that $12,000 a month. I wasn't even making a dollar.
Google Guaranteed is the pay per lead. Google Ads is a pay per click. I'm talking about the Google local listing first page in the local map. That's a flat rate.
No matter how many calls.
Can you
not Google me, but can you send me what that is on a screenshot?
I can. I'll even send you a link. Watch. I'll type in, I'm going to do it like this. Okay. Let me send you this text real quick so you can see what I'm talking about. I know it can be kind of confusing. So I'm sending you this link. You're going to click on it. All I typed in was locksmith near me. Okay? And it's going to pull up whoever is nearby where I'm at.
As far as what they advertise as. Right.
So when I type in the locksmith, the first thing that I'm going to see, Matt, okay, or Matthew, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to shorten your name. The first thing that I'm going to see is Google Guaranteed. You're the first one on Google Guaranteed. And then I see M Mobile Locksmith, right? That's Google Guaranteed. Then underneath of that, you got sponsored. Those are called Google Ads, right? Where it says businesses, that's the local map. Now, sometimes okay. within the local map, you will see, like, a Google-sponsored ad, but the ones that people are going to typically call, really, is either the Google Guaranteed or they're calling the guys that are in the Google local map. That's who they're calling. Now, remember,
right.
I'm searching from in Anaheim. I'm in Anaheim right now, so I'm searching from in Anaheim, okay? But if I'm in Garden Grove, it's going to recognize the address, the IP address of the device that I'm using, whether it be my laptop, whether it be my iPhone, it's going to recognize the location, and it's going to pull up who's whatever within that range.
And that's the local, what did you call it?
We call it the local map.
Service?
Local SEO. Local SEO, not the local service ads. Local service ads is your Google Guaranteed. That's the pay per lead that you're doing with Google. Completely separate programs. Completely separate.
Okay. And that's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, because you're looking at $199 a month. if you're going with the month to month. So that one, whether you got 20 calls, 50 calls from that local map, it doesn't matter. How many calls you get from that specific Google Business Profile listing, you're still paying just that flat rate monthly. It's not a pay-per-click or anything like that on that one.
Yeah, no way to measure that either. And then,
well, there is. There is a way to measure it, because we have a customized tracking and reporting system that's going to show your keywords, and it's going to show how many times that Google Business Profile is coming up in the search results. It's going to track it. It has to, because you can't just take our word for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I gotta bring you off a speaker. I gotta walk through here with a customer.
Okay.
And I'm gonna be just a little bit unattentive.
What do you need? Do you need a few more minutes?
Just give me a quick minute.
Okay. No worries.
Gotta get inside and bring some equipment in.
You're a multitasker.
No choice, right? Have to be on top of it.
Yeah. You work alone, or do you have like a crew that helps you?
Yeah.
A couple guys?
Yeah,
okay.
Whenever I need, we have the crew going, but we
got to
go around and make sure we get business done, because otherwise people aren't happy sometimes.
Business owner wears a lot of hats.
Yeah, you can't rely necessarily on other people when it comes to getting things done the way you want.
Yeah.
And then, they don't always have the main concerns at heart, whether or not you meet your business needs,
mm-hmm.
goals, or requirements.
Right.
So let me just put this down. Okay. Oh, yeah. The alarm doesn't go off. Appreciate it. It didn't matter which way you opened it. Yeah, it was going off. Yeah. Right on. Thank you.
All right.
So, simply put, the 180, it sounds
the
like 5 something.
Nine. The 199 monthly, 537. Is a prepaid 3 month, 1,000 is a prepaid 6 month, or 1908 is a prepaid for the year.
Okay. Then how does it differentiate regular service? Like, how would a regular service customer showing up on Google, how would they not be on that map?
I'll tell you how. Because when you think about it like this, how many locksmiths are there, right? A lot of locksmiths, I would say, in Anaheim, Fullerton, Bonaparte, right? Not everybody is going to have that first page placement, because a lot of them created their Google business profiles, but they have no one managing it, ensuring that the proper keywords and search terms are being used so that they're coming up in the search results. Because we're a Google channel partner, when we have a position open up is when we begin to call out to find us a business that's a good fit to offer them that position. They're within the local map section of Google. If you were to take this position, I will tell you right now, Matthew, we're not going to work with anyone within your territory who offers the same services. It's our guidelines from Google, strict guidelines, so we can work with one business per industry per area. So our focus is going to be with your business within your area, ensuring that you're coming up in the search results. Why? Because as long as you're successful with our program, it's going to equal our success.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's do it. And one is it's prepaid per month, or one is prepaid for 3 months is kind of where I'm looking.
Yep. Yeah, you could either pay monthly, knowing that every 14th of the month that's going to come out, or you could prepay, like I said. You got the option of 3, 6, or the year, whichever you prefer.
And this is immediate posting? Because I know a lot of people, they always talk gradual, you know, building.
Oh,
plan,
I'll be super, I will be super, super transparent with you. I'll always be straightforward because that's, I'm like that in my personal life, and I think that's why my kids get irritated, but it's okay. So basically, when we're talking about the directory submission, that's 5 to 7 days. Now, with the Google local listing, we're going to give you, I'm always going to give you a timeline of 45 to 60 days. I'm always going to give that timeline no matter what. Have I seen
what?
It happen sooner? The local listing first page. The local listing first page of the local
and that's
map.
That's the one you're talking about with the 2 months.
Yes, the 2 month verbal commitment. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'll say because, again, I have to stick to the 45 to 60 days timeline, even if it happens sooner. And I've seen it sometimes where it has. But I would rather under-promise and over-deliver, right? Because I'm the type of person, if you told me 30 days and day 31 I'm on the first page, better believe I'm going to be on the phone calling you and saying, what happened, Matthew? You told me 31 days. You told me 30. It's day 31 and I'm on the first page. So we have to get that timeline regardless. The only thing that you would be doing, and I want to be transparent with this on as well, we're not taking ownership of that Google business profile. We're just managers. You're going to add us as managers. You continue to hold the ownership of your profile. We're just managing it. That is it. We're doing the posting. We're doing the optimization of that profile.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah. I'm just, I'm working on some of the same thing here. So, yeah, I'm following you there completely, mind you. You're talking about the local service, which you're saying still needs that basic time frame.
For the local map first page, correct. I'm still going to get that timeline no matter what. No matter what. Because it's also written in our terms and conditions. Have I seen it, like I said, happen sooner? Absolutely. It could possibly happen sooner for you, but again, I still got to stick to that timeline.
Okay. Right on. So, sounds like in for a penny, in for a pound. I mean, really, it's the same thing any way you slice it, I think. Let's just get it done and
okay.
Figure about moving forward.
Okay.
As far as time frame, 1 month, 3 months, I don't know. Give me a second here.
Okay. Take your time.
This community has it on lock. It's the halfway. But I'm going to turn over the other way, too. Right. So you're talking 199 versus
537.
530, you said?
537.
Okay, just punch 537, see what happens.
Okay. Okay. And then... the card that you're going to be using, does it have your name, the business name, or in both? You're like, great question.
Well, I'm usually going to just use one by memory. Give me a second here, please.
You're like me. Sometimes I think that's a bad thing. That tells me I use my card too much, my husband says.
Yeah. Well, it's also a lifesaver, right?
It is, especially when I forgot my card. When we went to go eat one time after church, I'm like, oh, man, I'm not going to wash dishes for this meal. I had to throw it on my Apple Pay real quick. I don't ever use Apple Pay, you know, the wallet. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what did I do? I told my husband, convenient, you forgot your wallet, too.
Yeah.
Shoot, here. Just let me give you a number real quick, and we'll knock it out, and then I got to get to work here.
Okay.
Well, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
4400.
Uh-huh.
6659.
6659.
Yeah, 4905.
Uh-huh.
And then 9461.
9461. Expiration month and year?
0425.
0425. And the CVV code on the back?
281.
281. I'm going to put a security question on your account to protect it. You could choose your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
One second.
Okay.
Pichette.
Pet?
P-I-C-H-E-T-T-E.
P-I-C-H-E.
T-T-E, correct.
P-I-C-H-E-T-T-E, right?
Yeah.
Pichette? Okay. Is that mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification recording. It's just going to state that you're prepaying the 3 months. If there's something you don't understand, you stop me and just say, Needham, what does that mean? So I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Okay? Does it only say your first and last name on that card, Matthew?
Yes.
Okay. And the billing address, is it the same as the 1096 North Anaheim Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Lockout Locksmith Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Sherrist.
And your title, you're the owner, the president?
Yes.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Matthew, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
From Splash, yes. And is the other one absolutely required?
Well, all we're saying is this, right? Let's say we called you with an update. You couldn't pick up the phone. We're just asking you to respond within 24 business hours. What I want you to be aware of is that you might get companies, right, that are trying to sell you another type of online product. We're not associated with them. We're not going to ask you for more money. In fact, I want you to get into the habit, when we call, always ask, what's my security question? Because if someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Right.
Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, sure.
And this is anything outside of what you're currently doing now. Like, we know you're doing all this other stuff. We're just saying anything outside of that, just give us a heads up. We just don't want you paying more if you don't need to. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is a prepaid 3 months, and that's going to be charged today's date, which is November 14th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $537. Now, this is going to cover you for 3 months. The 3 months is going to expire on February 14th, okay? Now, a week before that, let me look at the calendar. I'm going to do a courtesy call because I know you're busy and it's probably going to slip your mind. I'm going to call you, let me look at my calendar. I'm going to actually call you the last week of January to see if you're going to want to continue either another 3 months, if you want to do 6 a year, if you want to do month to month, or if you want to cancel. Because if I don't, what's going to happen is if we don't hear from you before the 14th, it's going to automatically go to the $199 a month. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Now, if you should choose to pause or cancel the account prior to that, just make sure you call 3 business days before the 14th of February so that way you don't get charged on that date. But since I'm putting it on my calendar to call you, I'm going to call you on the 31st of January to see what you would like to do. So we're just kind of ahead of it, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going
to
update the
having your call as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to update the package. Yeah, I'm going to definitely have it on my calendar. Hello?